Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air,
where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hello, this is Ethan Libran, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. I'm the NBA National Ambassador, and to show your support to kids like me, go to NBA.org.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something
good today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today as I recognize a very special young man from Hoover City Schools. His name is Joshua Roberts, and he was nominated among 1,200 students there at Hoover City Schools for the Finley Award. This is an amazing award that is given for character. Character does count, and that's so important that we realize that. The award is in honor of late coach Bob Finley, whose legacy of exemplary character lives on in Hoover City Schools for young men and women to emulate. And Finley was an educator and coach at W.A. Berry High School from 1963 to 1994. Finley endeared himself as a gentleman, had a genuine concern for others, well-respected, and was committed to his faith, family, and professional calling. The Finley Award Program was created as a tribute to Coach Finley's character and legacy and as a way to recognize outstanding character found within Hoover City Schools. Right now, I have the mother of Joshua Roberts on the line with me, Marcella Roberts, and I'm very excited to be able to recognize Joshua today and talk about character counts. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Marcella Roberts.
Thank you so much, Mark. I appreciate you having us on today. This is certainly an honor for Joshua to be nominated, one of the nominees for the Finley Award out of 1,200 students at his school. And so we're so excited about that. And just to know that Joshua, exemplifies that great character that is found in so many of our students today. And so he has a good reputation amongst his peers and his teachers. And so we're so proud of that as parents.
As I told you, Marcella, I follow Down Syndrome Alabama. It wasn't too long ago that we were in Tuscaloosa for a very special event with Down Syndrome Alabama, and they recognized Joshua and your family through their page, and that's when I started to try to make the connection to you to be able to recognize Joshua through the show.
Yes, they did. We have been involved with Down Syndrome Alabama, and they are definitely a part of our tribe, our support, and everything that they've meant so much to our family since Joshua was born over 13 years ago. So Joshua was born. He is a twin. He has a twin brother, Kendall. And Joshua was born with Down syndrome. And immediately, we were so blessed to be connected to Down Syndrome Alabama, the organization, and just to learn so much about Down syndrome and this amazing, amazing group of people that we were not a part of prior to giving birth to this beautiful little boy with Down syndrome. So as we were introduced to this community, we started to learn more and get involved with the families and really discover all of the wonderful possibilities for Joshua's life and all of the things that he could do. So we believe that he is differently abled and he is able to do so many wonderful things. And so we give him the freedom, the flexibility, and every tool that he needs to be successful in life in the way that he is able to do.
When we talk about community and we talk about the support of others, one of those people that's a mutual friend is Scott Mitchell. And I wanted to share a little bit about Scott. When I was around 12 years old, we're talking just over 30 years ago, my granddaddy went down to Harpersville to preach a meeting, and I met Scott. Here I was, a 12-year-old. Scott was around 16, had a Mustang he was driving around, and he kind of took me under his wing that week. And as a 16-year-old taking on a 12-year-old, that's a unique situation, being slightly older than me. But I was telling my wife last night, when you knew Scott at that age and how he treated me as a 12-year-old, it's very clear that he cared about young people and that his path to be a school administrator was pretty obvious, pretty evident that somehow, some way he was going to deal with young people in the future.
Yes, that is so, that's so typical of Scott Mitchell. We met him during the elementary school years, and that's exactly our connection and the way we were connected to him. He just was so loving and kind to Joshua and our family and our son Kendall, and just really took them under his wings to make sure that they felt welcomed at the new school and cared for, and had just had everything that they needed to be successful. And so we just evolved in our relationship and just knowing each other and just knowing that every day that my kids were going to school in a wonderful environment, being there with Principal Mitchell.
Now, Marcella, you alluded to how you have raised Joshua to encourage him, to let him be the person that he is supposed to be. And I've had families on the show that had young people with Down syndrome, and to watch them, whether it's John's Crazy Socks or Gabby's Grounds or Blake's Snow Shack or a Little Something Extra ice cream truck, Sweet Jordan's up in Tennessee, there are a lot of young people who are making a huge difference in their community and finding opportunities, just like Joshua here, to excel and to show their potential in the community.
Absolutely. Joshua is, he's such a kind kid, and he's really sweet, and he really likes people. He has just a really bubbly personality. He likes to meet people, and he wants to, you know, be friends. And so he just has that personality where he's drawn to people and people are drawn to him. And so we're raising him to understand that he was born for a purpose. There is a calling on his life to do great things in the earth. And so we're helping him to identify areas and things that are of interest to him and things that he's passionate about, so that he can identify his purpose in the earth and be able to serve people. And so we are just very encouraging of him, making sure that he is involved in activities to volunteer and work in the community, also keeping him involved in sports activities, youth groups at church. He is just a well-rounded kid. And so everything that he desires to do, we're encouraging him in that so that he can continue to what I consider walk out and fulfill and discover his purpose in the earth.
There was a very special post by Michelle Anthony Norwood yesterday, and her son is the owner of a Little Something Extra ice cream truck. And I just wanted to read this, and it was talking about the four-leaf clover. She said, the four-leaf clover is considered a rare variation of the common three-leaf clover. No one is sure how or why the extra leaf develops when all other biological environmental conditions are the same, but they are considered good luck and cherished by all who possess them. Down syndrome occurs in much the same way. No one knows why some babies are born with an extra chromosome, but those of us that are fortunate to have them in our lives consider it a gift. We are the lucky few. Our clovers are not worth more or less than standard ones. They are merely different. My hope is that one day differences will be cherished and celebrated as much as the four-leaf clover.
Absolutely. I consider that extra chromosome the love chromosome. And I really do believe that I believe that children born with Down syndrome have this amazing ability to love unconditionally. And Joshua being a part of our lives, he has basically shown us the true meaning of unconditional love and how, you know, to not judge people or to not love people based on certain things. Because him being born, we loved him because he was our child. And we made no differences between he or our other children, being that he had Down syndrome. And so we loved him unconditionally, just like we did our other kids. We did everything. We raised him the same. We taught him to walk. We potty trained. If everybody was involved in sports, he was going to be involved in sports, church activities. He sang in the choir. Everything that we would do with our kids, we've had Joshua be a part of that as well. But he has this amazing ability to just draw people through his love. And I really believe that that is what God would have us to do, is to, as Christians, to draw people with our love, which is the love of God that's on the inside of us, to draw people. And he was born with that automatically. And so you're right, that extra chromosome is what I consider the love chromosome. So when Michelle talks about that extra that extra leaf, then she is so right about that. It is just one that is just extraordinary, I would say.
Right now we're talking to Marcella Roberts, and we're highlighting Mr. Joshua Roberts' character does count, and we're proud of Joshua for being nominated for the Finley Award out of 1,200 students there at Hoover City Schools. And if you'll stick with me, Marcella, we'll continue this conversation on the other side. I'm really enjoying this, and I believe that it is an encouragement and an inspiration to others who are listening right now, thanks to Mr. Joshua. Will you stick with me?
Yes.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us, too. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
A little white house in the heart of town.
Hi, everybody. This is Doug Stone. And let me tell you something. Love grows best in little houses, especially when you got The Mark White Show on.
Love grows best in houses just like.
I had a 6 transistor when I was a kid. Under my pillow, I kept it hid. When the lights went out and no one could see, over the airwaves the world came to me. I'd go through the stations till I found a game. I knew how they played by the sounds of their names. The sluggers hit homers, those pitchers threw smoke, and I watched it all on my radio.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today as we recognize a very special young man named Joshua Roberts. And right now I have on the line with me his mom, Marcella Roberts, who has been involved with Down Syndrome Alabama and played a pretty good role there at Down Syndrome Alabama as working with this team, this community of people, to make a difference when it comes to our Down Syndrome community. And Joshua recently was recognized and nominated among 1,200 students there at Hoover City Schools for the Finley Award. I wanted to recognize Joshua. He's a special young man, and I wanted to recognize this family and talk about Down Syndrome awareness and acceptance. I'd like to welcome back Marcella Roberts to the show. Welcome back, Marcella.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for having me today.
As we think about our differences as people, we're all unique. We're all different. When we can look at those differences as a positive, and we all fit in somewhere. And that's the way we should look at each other, is that each person has a place that they fit.
That's right. And one of the things I love to just really share, how we all have a place and we all have a part to play. And we are all a part of this big world and God's plan and His creation. But in that, knowing that we are all one. We are all one, but we are many, but we are all one. And so even our children that are born with Down syndrome, they are so amazing in that they have such great qualities. They bring so much to all of our lives and this world that people definitely identify that they have something special. And so when we talk about being inclusive and including them, it's just important for us to know that all people matter and they all have a part to play in everything that we do. And so the more inclusive we are with maybe people that don't look like us, maybe people that don't speak like us, maybe those that may not do exactly the things that we do, we have to acknowledge and value and respect them for what they bring to the table in every situation. And so it's just so important for us to know that, and to know that every person's valuable. And so as we start talking about inclusion and recognizing them, they too can play a role in everything that we do. And we have to acknowledge that it may look different, but different is just different. It doesn't mean that it's bad and that you shouldn't include or see how they can play a major role in the things that we do.
Marcella, by ourselves, we're not that strong. But when we start to come together as a group, we are stronger together.
That's right. That's right. We are stronger together. And you know, it's interesting how the Bible talks about you know, that in the body, there are many parts, but we are all one. And so I view everyone as is being a part of a full body. And so, you know, the arm has a function and the leg has a function. The head has a function. Well, just like individuals, we all have a part, but we're all one. And I just believe that we're all one in the body of Christ. And being one, then let's look at how we all play that role in making sure that the body functions properly. And so even kids with Down syndrome or children with any disability, they all are a part of the body and they have a role to play. So let's be inclusive and let's identify how they play that role.
Speaking of roles, let's talk about your role at Down Syndrome Alabama and the part that you've played to try to help strengthen that community.
So over the years, as I mentioned, we've been involved since Joshua was born. I'm so thankful to Betty Bell and Dr. Bill that really introduced us to the Bell Center and to Down Syndrome Alabama. That's where we got our start. And as we got involved, when I first started, I didn't know anything. And so I thought everything was over my head, but we hung in there and stuck with it so that we could continue to learn more and be able to, you know, give Joshua the best that we could. And as a result of that, I was asked to get involved with the board. And that was truly a blessing just to see the important work that we've been to do. Just be able to provide services for families, to let them know that there is a loving community that cares about them and that will help support them on this beautiful journey that they're now on. And so when we talk to parents that are new and that have been, received the information that their child will be born with Down syndrome, we let them know that, oh, what a joy, what a blessing it is to be the parent of this beautiful child that is going to teach you more than you ever thought you would learn. And so we think we know a lot, but once they're born, we really realize how much we don't know because we are taken to a place where they show us so many new things about life and what this life is really about. And it's about unconditional love. It's about acceptance. It's about being the best that you can be. And it's about showing others just the love of Christ. And so I'm just so thrilled about that. And so as I continue to work and be a part of the board, I became to learn how valuable, the funds that we raise every year through our walk and through other activities that we have. We have a run, we have other fundraisers, and how important it is to raise money to be able to support families and support our young adults that are moving into living independently and learning life skills and doing so many amazing things. You can't do it without money. And so the fundraisers are so important as we move forward and do this work. We do a lot of workshops that we sponsor for parents because we want parents to be educated. We want them to have the necessary tools to be successful in their families as well. So we bring in speakers and we have symposiums and other things to help educate our parents, as well as a lot of social activities. Our kids are very sociable and they want to socialize and do all the fun things that a lot of other kids are doing, but sometimes they may not have some of the normal opportunities that some other kids may have. So we make sure that they're not missing out on anything by creating wonderful activities for them to socialize with their peers and other people. And so being a part of the board has been simply amazing. And so I want to also give a shout out to our amazing executive director, Ms. Kelly Peoples, who does a phenomenal job in leading us and leading all of our families and helping us to be the great organization that we are. So I had the pleasure of serving as the president of the board, and so now I'm the past president, but it's just an amazing journey. You never really leave. You just move to different roles. So I'm excited about all the things that I'm doing now with the organization as well.
As we think about the journey, Marcella, something that stands out to me is the fact that you talked about you had very little knowledge when it came to Down syndrome when Joshua was born. And that is pretty common for families that have a child with Down syndrome, that they don't have a big background when it comes to Down syndrome, and they're learning, and there are a lot of experiences that they've yet to have with this child. And so there may be somebody out there listening even right now that has yet to have a child with Down syndrome, but that is part of their future. They don't know it yet. But to have people who are already building a community that is so strong, to know that there are people out there to support and to help, I know that that is a great encouragement to those families who are just starting out and had little to no knowledge about Down syndrome.
You're so right, Mark. And I want to be the first one to encourage every family that may have received that amazing news that they will be the parents to a phenomenal child with Down syndrome. You are in for the ride of your life. And I am so excited for you, and I'm happy for you, because it's a beautiful thing. It's a happy thing. You will experience life differently with your child, but it will be a journey that is so fulfilling that you'll want everyone to experience the joy and the fulfillment that you will experience as a result of being the parent of a child with Down syndrome. Yes, it will be different, but it will be dynamic as well. So I want to encourage any parent that may be listening. You may be a new parent, or you have yet to be informed that you will be a parent. But I will tell you, do not fear. Don't worry about what you don't know. You will learn as you grow, and you will definitely do that. But the thing I'll tell you, Mark, is that, you know, it's been, I pray that it's been wonderful for Joshua, and I think it is, because he's such a happy kid. However, it has been so wonderful for our family, and just for everyone, our friends, everyone in our village that's experienced Joshua. It has been a beautiful journey for all of us, and we have learned so much, we have grown so much, and we are so grateful for just this opportunity to have grown and learned and to be better as a result of Joshua being in our lives.
Part of that ride for the Roberts family is knowing that Joshua was nominated for the Finley Award out of 1,200 students. How did your family find out about this recognition? And thinking about the 13 years that you've had Joshua, and thinking from the very beginning to now, what was the feeling for your family to have Joshua recognized in this way?
It's been a wonderful thing. We are so excited just to know that the teachers and the other his classmates and others will acknowledge him and know and see the good qualities and to see the character in Joshua that such that he would be nominated. And so we were just so thrilled and excited. And the school informed us that he had been nominated and invited us to come, and we had a breakfast with him and with the administration and everyone, and it was just a wonderful thing. So we're so excited, and Joshua has grown in his character and in his development. When he was I think 5 or 6, he was also nominated for the Finley Award for his character. So he is growing and developing. And so I'm glad, as a preteen, being now being 13, that he is still being acknowledged and recognized for his good character and who he is as a person. So as parents, we're definitely so proud of that, and so proud of all of our kids.
Here on the Mark White Show, I have what's called the Mark White Show's Cool Kid Award. And I would like to just add that on to the nomination for Joshua for the Finley Award and give Joshua this recognition as the Mark White Show's Cool Kid Award. Would that be okay?
Yes, that would be so wonderful. Thank you so much, Mark.
Absolutely. And Marcella, I'm so excited for Joshua, and we just want to give him a big shout out and say again congratulations on this special nomination for the Finley Award out of 1,200 students at Hoover City Schools. I know it's a very special moment for your family, and I want Joshua to keep moving forward, keep doing his very best, and know that character counts, and he sounds like an amazing kid, Marcella.
He is. Thank you so much, Mark. I really appreciate you and the Mark White Show for having us on today, and thank you for the Cool Kid Award.
Absolutely. And folks, I want you to find out more about Down Syndrome Alabama. Go to DownSyndromeAlabama.org. Find out where you can make a difference. Maybe you're not affected by Down syndrome in your immediate family. Maybe it's something that you still want to make a difference. You can. And I hope that you will find a way to do that through Down Syndrome Alabama. You can also follow them on social media. And you can find out about young men like Joshua when they get their nominations for the Finley Award. So I hope that you'll do that too. Book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you. I do.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center. You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do?
Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like the Roberts family, like Mr. Joshua. And I hope that you are encouraged and inspired by this show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and then go over and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
To live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.